Well, we're in the studio. I think we're ready to go. John and Julie, are we? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Julie Payne, and I live in Nederland, Colorado. And sort of on a little mini tour here, and be playing over at the Leaf and Bean tomorrow night, about 8 o'clock, I believe. And then Friday night over at Slack Knuckle in Livingston with local troubadour Alex Scaff.
Well, that should be fun.
Sharing the stage.
Where can people get a hold of you?
People can get a hold of me either on my own site, which is www.juliepayne.net, and that's P-A-Y-N-E.net. And they can also check me out on MySpace.
And do you have any CDs out? I'm sure you do, because I read it in here.
As a matter of fact, I do. I put one out a couple of years ago. It was self-produced, self-recorded, and mastered by a local sound guy in Jackson, Wyoming, where I used to live. So it's called Exhaling.
So you're going to do a tune for us?
I am. I'm actually going to do a tune written by my friend Brian. It's called South to Memphis. I was driving south to Memphis on the hours of sleep. Had bourbon birds and morning sun. I was barely on my feet. I tear the filter off a cigarette and I pray I ain't got much life left. Lay back and let the highway breeze take control. Sometimes you gotta roll it. You gotta hang on for the ride. There's a situation cooking on which you cannot hide. Sometimes you gotta flow it. You gotta free the worries from your mind. Cause you know you got no control when it comes to being your time.
Very nice, very nice.
Thank you. That was a really good song. I actually recorded that live for my friend Brian, and when I gave it to him, I snuck some harmony vocals in on it, and he really liked it, and I said, well, that's great. You should have somebody good do it, and he said, no, you can do it. So I sang backup on his CD, and that song was actually chosen for a PBS series, Road Trip Nation, so it's going to be played all around, and I'm really proud of him for that.
Well, that's very nice. So you can play us another one? Would you like to listen to one off your CD?
Oh, yeah. Let's do one off the disc.
The Good Life or Baby Bird?
Why don't we do The Good Life, because I hadn't planned to play that live.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your CDs that you got out.
Exhaling...
And are you working on anything now?
I am now. Exhaling was 9 songs. It was 8 of them are mine, and one of them's kind of a hybrid with a traditional song, The Cold Rain and Snow. And
good song.
Yeah, not too bad. And I recorded that all, did all the tracking, and took it to a local guy in Jackson to get it mastered, so went the little extra step, but it's all self-produced, and I'm currently working on getting all new material together for another one. I don't know when.
And one more time, tell everybody so they know where you're going to be.
Well, I'll be at the Leaf and Bean tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and out at the Slack Nuggle in Livingston on Friday. And that's 6 to 10 with the lovely and talented Alex Scaff.
Okay, well, let's listen to The Good Life. We're back in the studio with Julian. That wasn't The Good Life. Tell us what it was then.
That song was Baby Bird, and that song was one that I sent to the Rocky Mountain Folks Festival in Lyons, Colorado, and I got in, so pretty excited about that.
Well, and it was a good song.
Yeah, thank you.
And marked wrong on the CD I had, Eddie. So you can do some more and tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from Jackson, or
I lived in Jackson for about 5 years, and that's where I recorded my disc. And then last year we moved down to Nederland, Colorado. It's about a half hour up in the mountains west of Boulder.
Sounds like fun. Boulder's a fun town.
It's an interesting one,
isn't it? It used to be more interesting when I first went there.
Yeah.
That was like the 70s when you couldn't hitchhike in Colorado. Probably still can't. Used to be against the
doesn't,
law.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to stop people.
Did in the 70s because people were down on hippies, but that's another story entirely. So, you going to play us another tune?
Sure, I can do that. I'll play one off of Exhaling. This one's called The Virgin Mary Grilled Cheese. That haunt us the most. Right outside my window, something's going down. My brand new watch, my shiny new car, my 36 24 36 jeans, a closet full of clothes that I don't wear. Questions that haunt us most. Right outside my window, something's going down. Champagne wishes, my caviar dreams, my uppers, my downers, my in-betweens, my nicotine, and no carb, caffeine. Questions that haunt us the most. Right outside my window, something's going down. Got my salvation on the TV screen, yeah. And I'm okay if you're okay. My new age confusion and Virgin Mary grilled cheese.
I love the sound of 12-string guitars.
Yeah, they sound twice as good.
Hard to tune, though.
Yes.
Especially when you're a four-string guy like me.
But
that's totally incomprehensible to me. I like four strings. They're all pretty easy.
Sure.
So, you're going to be at the Leaf and Bean. What else? You tour in Montana? Our beautiful
state.
Yeah.
Just Bozeman and Livingston. After that, I'm headed to Moscow, Idaho, and up to Bellingham, Washington, down to Portland, and then a long haul back to Colorado.
So that'll be fun. Yeah. Do you like being out on the road, or do you rather be home making music at home?
You know, I haven't taken a long road trip in a while, and when I was a younger, rambling soul, I did a lot of driving, and I love it, so.
It is fun being out there.
It's good to break it up. And
especially when you get to play music every night, and it's paid for you being out there.
Yep, definitely.
You're doing what you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you got some recording coming out, and you... Once again, tell everybody your website.
The website is juliepayne.net, J-U-L-I-E-P-A-Y-N-E.net. Not as in Thomas Paine or anybody else more famous than me.
But as in Julie Payne.
It's juliepayne.net. And you can also check it on MySpace if you do that. That's kind of a necessary evil, but I'm there.
Everybody's on MySpace, aren't they? At least you're not on YouTube or something, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, nothing embarrassing.
Yeah. That's the worst thing about it. There's actually some good musical stuff on it, but the embarrassing thing is...
Sort of America's Funniest Home Videos gone wild and...
Well, you know, but at least it allows the music stuff to be on it. Like, I'm really into Captain Beefheart, and there's some really good Captain Beefheart videos and things. Live stuff and Frank Zappa stuff. So, I mean, and it wouldn't be on there if it wasn't for all the...
That's true. Now, the only time I've ever seen Django Reinhardt play was on YouTube.
Oh yeah, and it's on there because people are tuning in for all the other stuff, and they wouldn't care who Django Reinhardt was, although what a gypsy guitarist.
Huh?
Yeah, they're looking for someone getting kneed in the groin or something. You know?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
So, you gonna do us another song? Do you need to tune the guitar, and we can actually play the one song we were going to play before?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Thanks.
Okay, so this time, do you think it's a good life?
It might be the good life.
It's got the right time on it.
Two is one is two.
Oh, okay, so now we know the secret. Two is actually one, and one is actually two.
Yeah. My decoder ring.
And there is no spoon.
I didn't have the decoder ring. How could I have known that? Well, let's hope this will bring about world peace now that I know the code. So let's check it out.
Graveyard shift at the gas station, and I'm working. It's Labor Day, and I'm covering for some guy who just walked out after only 2 days. This is the good life, tell me when will it begin? This is the good life, tell me when will it begin for me? This is the good life, tell me when will it begin? Did it pass me by on the way here? A man walks in with his family. They've either share of chips and Gatorade, and I can hear the kids complain. Walk back out to their shiny new conversion van on their way to any place but here. This is the good life, tell me when will it begin? This is the good life, tell me when will it begin for me? If this is the good life, tell me when will it begin? Or did it pass me by on the way here? Coffee to get him on his way back down the road. Some teenagers with nothing better to do stop by, trying to buy some cigarettes. This is the good life, tell me when will it begin? This is the good life, tell me when will it begin? This is the good life. Tell me, when will it begin? Or did it pass me by on the way here? Outside my window, and I know someday I will head on down the open road. But I know someday's just another Sunday. If this is the good life, tell me, when will it begin? If this is the good life, tell me, when will it begin?
For me,
if this is the good life, tell me, when will it begin? Or did it pass me by on the way here?
We're back in with Julie Payne.
Hello.
And talking about music like we always do when we turn the mics off.
Indeed.
It's always fun, huh? Sometimes we should just leave them on and people could hear.
And local music, too. So I'm getting all the skinny on the locals.
On the local
here.
Musicians. There's a lot of good ones, believe me.
I do.
Future YouTube dirt.
Oh, yeah. We all will be on YouTube for our 15 minutes of fame, huh? I don't want mine.
Depending on the editors.
Yeah. But like I said, you know, they got some cream stuff. They got all kinds of nice stuff on there. It's insane what you can find on there. So.
Yeah, we were talking about Django Reinhardt and
Chicago.
Who else were you?
Chicago.
That was actually when I liked Chicago. When, you know, at first they were Chicago Transit Authority, probably before Julie was born. So, but Alex and I know about it, you know. What brain cells we have left, we can remember Chicago doing I'm a Man.
We need to remember some music stuff, really. Yeah. I mean, come on.
So you going to play us another tune?
Sure. I think the only thing that the listening audience needs to know is that when I lived in Jackson, I worked at the public library there. And we got a call one day under the auspices of the Patriot Act. And so I wrote a song about it. And it kind of introduces itself, so I don't have to worry about it after that. Well, there's anyone else here besides myself, think. This year, United States government is getting just a little nosy. Well, does anyone else think? Well, I've been doing some thinking about just this topic, and I have come to the conclusion this year. United States government is indeed getting a little nosy. I'll tell you why. Now, this is a true story. It happened at work. Well, it didn't actually happen to me, but I can't sing the third person. It's called Put Me on Your List. Well, I got a call the other day from the man. The man is Cheyenne, Wyoming Bureau of Criminal Investigation. And he said, you have a book by the name of Eco-Terrorism? I said, I'll look. Well, I'm still looking. Well, is that eco-terrorism or eco-terrorism all one word? Oh, here it is. Yeah, we got that book. And he said, can you give me a list of all the names of all the people who have ever checked out the book Eco-Terrorism from the library? I said, no, we don't have that information. I couldn't give it to you if I did. Mister, won't you put me on your list? I'll put me on your list. Troublemakers, rabble rousers, and degenerates. Put me on your list. Put me on your list. Troublemakers, rabble rousers, and seditionists. That if you want any information even remotely like that, you're going to have to go higher up than me. You're going to have to talk to the director. She ain't here, and I don't know when she's going to be back. So why don't you get all your paperwork there together in Cheyenne and come on out to Jackson Hole. I'm sure the Bureau will put you up someplace real nice. Like the Snake River Lodge. And we'll call our attorneys and you call your attorneys and we'll go down and stand in front of a judge and he can decide whether or not you need to have a list of all the names of all the people who have ever checked out the book Eco-Terrorism from the library. But in the meantime, mister, won't you put me on your list? Sit or put me on your list. Troublemakers, rabble-rousers, and degenerates. Put me on your list. Sit or put me on that list. Troublemakers, rabble-rousers, and seditionists. Back to the stacks, and I found the book Eco-Terrorism. Checked it out to myself, and I checked out some Edward Abbey titles for good measure. And if you still think this here United States government is not getting just a little nosy, why don't you head on down to your library and check out the book Eco-Terrorism? And don't forget to get some Edward Abbey for good measure. Well, you could check out the Anarchist Cookbook, but people always steal it. And I know somewhere in a bunker on a hard drive, well, I'm on a list. So, mister, won't you put me on your list? Say to put me on your list. Troublemakers, rabble rousers, degenerates. Put me on your list. Why don't you put me on that list? Troublemakers, rabble rousers, and dog walkers, and Diet Pepsi drinkers, and folk singers. Now put me on your list. Why don't you put me on that list? Troublemakers, rabble rousers, and Dixie chicks. Put me on your list. Come on, put me on that list. Troublemakers, rabble rousers, and seditionists.
Very, very nice. I like that song.
Thank you.
Because they are definitely... Yep. I hope we at least blow up the hard drive by being on their list,
that's,
don't you?
That's true, yeah. Tuesday.
You sure you're not related to Thomas Paine?
Yeah.
You know, writing like that, they might have you on the same book that the British probably had him when he first started writing stuff. You know, that's what we forget, is...
Give me liberty.
Yeah, we found it on the very things that they're trying to stop us from doing.
Like reading books.
Yeah.
Stop reading books, y'all.
Yeah. And then they're overtaxing us again.
We'll tell you what to think.
Yeah. So we're switching guitars to the six-string model.
I am. Sometimes I get really strummy on that 12 string.
But it sounds nice. It's a nice guitar.
It is. It's a fine guitar. I think I remember buying that guitar. I was looking for something, and I played it, and I knew that was the sound that I wanted. It was a little bit fatter than, and I'm very strummy, so I try to add something else to that. And I guess your radio folks, I don't know if you can hear it. There's a drum down at my feet. Can is that kind of coming?
I'm
through?
Not picking it up too much in my
not
headphones.
Too much?
No.
Yeah, all right.
I catch it a little.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. So, yeah.
I'm probably just forgetting that it's there and it's in the background.
It's exactly. Well, when I moved to Colorado, I I'd been playing with people in Jackson for years and moved to Colorado and I didn't have anyone to play with. So I decided I better fill in the hole somehow. So I've got a drum down here.
Which is better than a drum machine.
Yes. Yes. And I hit it with my feet. And usually you can hear a little bit better.
Nice low-tech stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than a drum machine with our loops or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And I saw Chris Smither does the same thing. He's a folk singer, I think out of Boston.
There's a couple folk singers that do that.
Yeah. And sort of the one-man band thing.
Yeah. Get some cymbals.
Like the little monkey thing.
Yeah. That would. It would amuse people, huh? So you get to do us another song?
I am.
And tell everybody one more time where you're going to be. I mean, that's important.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to
keep remembering that.
Because you got to go out and see live music or
absolutely.
It goes away.
And well, yeah, before the government tells you what to listen to.
Right.
All right. No,
before
no.
before they arrest her for telling
them. I can see
them.
The black helicopters out the window right now. We're all
teach
going
you
down.
To talk about
we're
who's on
down.
The list.
Yeah, I'll be at the Leaf and Bean tomorrow night. And... then over at the Slack Knuckle in Livingston on Friday.
Slack Knuckle's
Slack
a nice
Knuckle.
Place.
Yeah. Yeah, it's come out and have some dinner and listen to some
It's supposed to be very
inch.
Good food.
Yeah. I haven't eaten there yet.
It's comfort food.
I have.
Good comfort food.
Comfort food?
And we'll That's be on the patio, you'll be outside.
Yeah, well, it'll be nice and...
Fresh air.
Yeah.
Fresh air.
I love comfort food, you know. If you're uncomfortable with your food,
right? Yeah.
It's hard to eat, you know. So you're going to play us another tune?
I am. This is a song that I wrote as an entry into a songwriting contest where the theme was the wall that's being built between the United States and Mexico. And I couldn't really get inspired to write about a wall, so I wrote this instead, and it's called Milk and Honey. Riding on a boxcar late at night, land of milk and honey, land of milk and honey, land of milk and honey. Slept out in the rain two nights, think I might be ailing, but I will make it there, Jesus, if you're willing. To the land of milk and honey, land of milk and honey. He went down there, came back wealthy. Had a sister, she went down there, didn't come back at all. From the land of milk and honey. And I will work so hard, and I will be wealthy, doing what they tell me in the land of milk and honey. Land of milk and honey. Stopped at a border town, fever so high I could not see. And if I die tonight, won't you please bury me on a hill overlooking land of milk and honey. Land of milk and honey.
Nice job.
Thank you.
So you're going to do another one?
Another one?
Yeah. Do you mind if I thank... We have to thank our underwriters.
Please thank the underwriters. Thank you.
They're the ones that make this crazy world revolve up here. Our other program underwriters, KUSM TV, Montana's public television, Channel 9, tonight on PBS. I'm getting the other clipboard. It's The World According to Google. This program artfully explores the ethical and philosophical questions surrounding this innovative enterprise. Our other program underwriters, the Pine Creek Lodge and Cafe, serving locally grown, reasonably priced gourmet cuisine in a beautiful mountain setting 10 miles south of Livingston, open 7 days a week with live music and an outdoor barbecue every Saturday night. For dinner, our cabin reservations, phone 222-3628. This is KGLT in Bozeman. We're back with Julie.
We're back. Thank you, underwriters. Thank you for making this all possible.
They help us pay the bills. Isn't that nice of those guys?
It is very nice of those guys. They rock. So I'm going to do a song that was inspired by an audible clicking that I heard during a Lyndon Johnson speech in the documentary The Fog of War. And I thought I would be clever and write a peace song to it. And I'm going to remove one shoe. Not that y'all will know, but you might be able to hear it. Brothers and sisters, hear my song. Brothers and sisters, hear my song. Lay down your arms, lay down your arms, down your arms and come together. Mothers and fathers, hear my call. Mothers and fathers, hear my call. Put down your stones, set down your stones, down your stones and come together. My kings and my queens, please heed my prayer. My kings and my queens, please heed my prayer. Tear down these walls, tear down these walls, down these walls, bring us together. Brothers and sisters, hear my song. Brothers and sisters, hear my song. Lay down your arms, lay down your stones, down these walls, and come together, come together, come together, come together.
Who needs a guitar? Actually,
who needs a guitar?
You were banging on it, though.
I was hitting that guitar.
Banging on the old guitar.
Wasn't that a Todd Rundgren song? Thank you.
Yeah. Banging on the drum. I'm sure somewhere along someone wrote a lyric about banging on the old guitar. You know, strolling on the old banjo, banging on the old guitar, you know.
Exactly.
It's one of those sort of rhymes, you know. So you're going to be at Leaf and Bean in the Slack Knuckle one more time and tell us your website and all that. And
the website is www.juliepayne.net. Also on MySpace. So.
And you were going to give a couple CDs away for the first couple people that were going to be there at the show.
First couple people that show up at the Leaf and Bean and said, I heard you on KGLT.
Can get your CD.
Yep.
That's a good incentive for
Absolutely.
Going down and seeing you.
Well,
and
that
just,
and the talent. Good coffee and hanging out and... And,
there's nothing better than good coffee.
Down there. No, there isn't. Well, maybe one thing, but we can't talk about that because there's seven words that we can't use.
Yeah. Yeah. So, would you like to play us another one?
Sure, I guess so. I can do that.
It's entirely up to you.
I've kind of been closing my shows with this song. And I don't know if I'm in tune, though.
We won't tell nobody.
It might be. I'm a folk singer, so I'm not supposed to be in tune, I think.
Right.
Or I spend half an hour tuning it and then play 5 minutes.
I saw Joni Mitchell one time with just her and her guitar, and she's an obsessive tuner.
Oh, yeah.
In between, she's talking and she's tuning, you know.
She's an open tuner.
Yeah.
She does a lot of weird, funky tunings, too.
She's doing all these things. But she at least can hold a conversation and keep you entertained while she's doing it, you know.
See, I haven't quite gotten that down yet.
Well,
that whole storytelling and tuning, because I get distracted by shiny things.
But you're doing it right now.
I am doing it right now.
So see, you surprise your own self, right?
But I'm still distracted by shiny things and blinking lights.
Well, that's why we live up here, right? So we can be away from blinking lights. Black helicopters.
Black helicopters.
Yeah. Although some people swear by it that there's black helicopters coming out of hell, and I haven't seen them. Yeah.
I didn't think your governor would stand for that. He's like Mr. Rogue out here, isn't he?
Yeah, but
bucking the system.
He probably still has black helicopters.
He's got at least a couple at his disposal.
Yeah. Well, don't you think?
It's fun, if anything, to have toys.
Yeah. I mean, if I was the governor, I'd probably paint him psychedelic or something. But they
blast Beatles tunes out of them, fly over low.
You could be less incognito, but people would be more open about what they were doing. You know what I mean? So you could spy on them even better. Yeah, that's what it's called, isn't it? So you're going to do us another tune, huh?
All right, yeah, I will. And this is a hymn. I think it was written 1700 and something. And I only know 4 of the 12 or so verses. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. Well, I once was alone. Now I am found as blind, but now I see. It was grace that taught my heart to fear. My fears relieved. How precious was that grace to me. The hour I first believed. Shining as the sun, we've no less days. Sing God's praise when we first begun. Sweet that sound, saved a wretch like me. Love once was lost, now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. But now I see.
Thank you, Julie Payne, for coming up. I really enjoyed you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
And Alex, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Alex, for calling up and bringing her up and everything. And thanks to John Rios, the quiet man over there turning the buttons.
Thanks, John.
We can't see him, but he's there. Believe me, he flies the black helicopters. So one more time, tell them where you're going to be.
All right, tomorrow night at the Leaf and Bean, and Friday night over in Livingston at the Slack Knuckle. Website's juliepayne.net, also on MySpace.
Once again, thank you very much, Julie.
Thanks for having me.